was in a convention in Germany. There was a place that was so packed with people, they loved conventions over there. You could hardly find your way through. And there were so many preachers, and people were preached tired. Of course, ministerial courtesy, of course, demands that every preacher get a chance to preach. And these folks had come from Sweden and from Germany. And when you ask them to make a remark, they'll preach a sermon. They'll preach for an hour just to make one remark. And I tell you, that was a convention. And so ministerial courtesy demanded of them to give me a chance. It was the last one. And God made me sail into that convention and talk about things in very clear language. And this is the result. A woman who was a stranger to Pentecost came weeping. She said, "Brother, you started something. You talked about the indwelling life of Christ. We don't hear about that. That's what our hearts hunger for. Oh, tell us more about it. We're hungry for it." But the leaders of the convention ruled me out. They thought that I had attacked them. I never thought of such a thing. Never dreamed of it. The text was from Jude, where it talks about clouds without water. And of course, I refer to these big movements that make big names for themselves. Clouds. Looks as if there was a terrific downpour coming. There isn't a single drop for your soul. Trees that are twice dead, plucked up by the roots. I was in that convention. I said, "God, what are they doing here? What are they doing? It was nothing for my soul." The Lord said, "They're trimming their Christmas tree." That's just the answer I got. Something to show.